Blackstone Audiobooks presents The Blue Hammer by Ross MacDonald. Dedication to William Campbell Galt. Chapter 1. I drove up to the house on a private road that widened at the summit into a parking apron. When I got out of my car, I could look back over the city and see the towers of the mission and the courthouse half submerged in smog. The channel lay on the other side of the ridge, partly enclosed by its broken girdle of islands. The only sound I could hear, apart from the hum of the freeway that I had just left, was the noise of a tennis ball being hit back and forth. The court was at the side of the house, enclosed by high wire mesh. A thick-bodied man in shorts and a linen hat was playing against an agile blonde woman. Something about the trapped intensity of their game reminded me of prisoners in an exercise yard. The man lost several points in a row and decided to notice my presence. Turning his back on the woman and the game, he came toward the fence. "Are you Lou Archer?" I said I was. "You're late for our appointment." "I had some trouble finding your road."
"You could have asked anybody in town. Everybody knows where Jack Biemeyer lives. Even the planes coming in use my home as a landmark."
I could see why. The house was a sprawling pile of white stucco and red tile, set on the highest point in Santa Teresa. The only things higher were the mountains standing behind the city and a red-tailed hawk circling in the bright October sky. The woman came up behind Biemeyer. She looked much younger than he did. Both her narrow blonde head and her pared-down middle-aged body seemed to be hyper-conscious of my eyes. Biemeyer didn't introduce us. I told her.